Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right, I'm going to say some famous lines, and I want you to tell me the phrase that comes next. You ready? Here's the story of a lovely lady who is bringing up three very lovely girls. There you go. Next one. Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed.
Then one day he was shooting up some food.
Not from the ground.
There you go. Here's another. Space. The final frontier. There you go, right? Sounds like some of you have seen your share of Brady Bunch, Beverly Hillbillies, and Star Trek. One more. The Lord is my shepherd. See? Today we have Psalm 23. The most well-known psalm and one of the most famous passages in the entire Bible. And if you say just the first line of it, many people can finish it. Just like those famous TV openings. But even though Psalm 23 is famous, the fact that it's famous is sort of strange. Right, yes, it's the go-to psalm for many people. We hear it at basically every funeral. It's been cross-stitched into countless little wall decorations. But it seems out of date. I mean, the closest we ever come to interacting with sheep is maybe seeing one at the 4-H tent at the fair. Or eating one if you're at a fancy restaurant. Or maybe you wear some of its wool as a sweater. And have you ever met anybody who's an actual shepherd? I haven't. So it's a bit ironic that for all of the ways the world has changed, this psalm has stood the test of time. It's famous, but it seems completely out of date for life today. I suppose I could put it this way. In a world of Netflix, Hulu, and Disney Plus, Psalm 23 is me TV. In fact, that's the channel where all those shows I mentioned at the beginning are airing. Right? They're no longer on the major networks. They're nostalgic shows. And even if you grew up watching them, they still feel like going back in time now. Like if they had special effects, like Star Trek, the original series, they seem kind of cheesy now. Or maybe the set design's a little dated. Or the ones that are still in black and white seem really strange on our smart 4K TVs. There's nothing wrong with these shows, they just seem out of date now. Sometimes Psalm 23 can feel that way too. Right, yes, we know the words, but it's like knowing the words to those famous TV shows. It's familiar, but it's often pushed aside to a certain channel in life, like funerals. And think of it this way. Psalm 23 talks about sheep relying on a shepherd. And in today's American culture, relying on somebody goes completely against our mindset of being self-sufficient. Right? Plus, we live in a world of instant gratification and high-speed internet and tiny little computers we carry in our pockets. Everybody wants to go around doing whatever they want. Everybody has something to say and nobody wants to listen. So the whole idea of lying down beside green pastures and resting beside still waters, that kind of seems out of touch with reality. Maybe somebody should try to update Psalm 23 for a modern, right? Like how they updated Star Trek the original series with Star Trek Strange New Worlds this past week. And actually, plenty of people have updated Psalm 23. For example, there's a 7th grader named Nick Kenrick who enjoys playing baseball. So he rewrote Psalm 23 using that as his metaphor. His version went like this. The Lord is my coach. I will not let down. He supplies me with water after the game. He leads me down the home stretch. He helps me. He leads me through the basics and the rules of the game. Even though I walk up to the plate of the wild pitcher, I will fear nothing. I am being watched over and taken care of. My bat and my helmet, they comfort me. He gives me a strategy to follow. He fills me with plans and ideas. My fear is gone. My coach loves me and cares for me like a father. And I shall dwell in the dugout of the Lord forever. That kind of makes more sense. Right? Even if you don't personally play baseball, you at least know how the game works. We are much more familiar with this American pastime than we are with shepherds and sheep. So who really needs this old Psalm 23 anyway? Well, it turns out we do. I think part of the reason this psalm has become so famous is because it taps into something that we can't find in our modern world. For all of our advancements in technology, all of our emphasis on being self-sufficient, our tendency to think bigger is better, this psalm reminds us of a different kind of life. And yeah, to some people, this different kind of life might seem as old-fashioned as black and white TV. But truthfully, this psalm reminds us how life works when God is in charge. It's so easy to think that we're in charge. It's so easy to think life is all about me. It's so easy to think that I should get what I want when I want it. But we all know life doesn't work that way. All of us have faced problems and challenges that are completely out of our control. So how do we get a handle on things when we can't get a handle on things? Like, where is our sense of stability when the war in Ukraine keeps going on? Where is our sense of peace when we divide ourselves into Democrat and Republican? Like we did when we voted this past week. Where is our sense of calm when debates about abortion are in the headlines again? Our life does not reflect the calm and peaceful imagery of this psalm. Instead, it kind of feels like a constant chess game, where everybody's trying to think three moves ahead and beat the other guy. This is why reality TV shows are indeed a reflection of our reality. They're all about competition and eliminating everybody else and backstabbing your way to the top. This is not the kind of world you get on MeTV. Nor is it the kind of world you get when God is in charge. This ancient psalm about shepherds and sheep has stood the test of time because deep down we know we need this kind of world. Right? Sometimes life goes well for us. We're in a good place, a place where we can lie down in green pastures and rest beside still waters. Sometimes we rejoice and celebrate, like with a table set before us in the presence of our enemies. But sometimes we're in darkness and gloom, like in the valley of the shadow of death. And yet in all those times, the Lord is with us. Even when things are completely out of your control, which they frequently are, they are still in God's control. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not be in want. We hold on to this famous psalm, not because it's some throwback to nostalgic days of long ago, but instead we hold on to it because it reminds us that this is still God's world. And no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what the latest headlines say, no matter what's happening in your own home and in your own heart, there is still one who cares for you like a shepherd. We all need this one who will carry us when we fall, who will provide for us when we're in need, and who will love us even when we wander away. In a similar kind of way, think about how today's Mother's Day. Right? Even when you are all grown up and out on your own, nothing can replace a mother's care for you. You are never too old to let your mom hug you. And if your mother's passed away, I hope on this day that you remember the love she showed you. And yes, there are some bad mothers. And even if your mother wasn't so loving, the Good Shepherd is always here to love you. And think about how you brought in these stuffed animals for the kids at Care House. Right? These kids have not known the safety and protection of loving families. And yet with these stuffed animals, you're reminding them that you care for them. And more importantly, that God cares for them. When these kids go through the valley of the shadow of death, they can hold these stuffed animals and remember that God goes with them. So Psalm 23 is not the biblical version of black and white TV. Instead, it is a pure promise that the Lord is our shepherd. And nothing in life can stop that. No problem in the world, no tension in your relationships, no trouble in your heart, nothing can separate you from the shepherd's love. This is true for this life and the next. So now, one more time, finish the phrase. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
In the name of the one who is our good shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.